Good evening, a very happy Cinco de Mayo to you. Today is Cinco de Mayo, if you aren't up with our holidays, but today is Friday, May the 5th. We are already in the first weekend of May. Yes, that's right, I said May. Again, this is one of those things that kind of bears repeating, you know. It doesn't feel like too long ago that we were already celebrating the holidays and we were ringing in the new year. Amen. We had our New Year's celebration at the Baca Center. Amen. And here it is. We are already in May again. Amen. So, again, welcome to the Daily Bread. Today is Friday, May the 5th. Amen. If you are new around here, we welcome you to First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. And we always, always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. And we never want to skip or miss an opportunity to thank each and every one of you that continues to stay faithful to First is Kingdom Family Church and First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. We say thank you so much. You are very much appreciated. Amen. So, how many of you are excited for this Sunday? And if you haven't already heard or haven't caught on or still trying to figure things out, amen, this Sunday, May the 7th, is going to be our first in-person service, amen, in a good while, amen. It will be this Sunday, May the 7th, at 2 p.m. at the Baca Center, the Allen R. Baca Center for Senior and Community Activities. Amen. This coming Sunday, May the 7th, 2 p.m., Allen R. Baca Center for Senior and Community Activities. Amen. And the address, if you haven't caught on to it, is 301 West Baghdad Avenue. It's building 2 in Round Rock, Texas. Amen. Again, our first return to in-person service is going to be this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Allen R. Baca Center and for Senior and Community Activities. Amen. So there is still plenty of time between now and this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. to invite somebody. Amen? Invite somebody. Say, we are returning to in-person service Sunday, 2 p.m. If you don't have anything going on, come out to First is Kingdom Family Church Sunday morning, or should I say Sunday afternoon service. Amen? They'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. We know God's going to show up. And we know that God has something new for us going forward. Amen. So, again, join us this Sunday, May the 7th, 2 p.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. Now, also to get you caught up, we are already again in May. So, that means we have a new scripture. Amen. We have a new scripture for our month of May, and that would be Philippians 1:6. Our May scripture is Philippians 1:6. And in my translation, it says, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Amen? How exciting is that? How encouraging is that scripture? Amen? One more time. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. Amen? Philippians 1:6, and that's our scripture for this month of May. Amen? So jot it down. Amen? Get it on a little index card. Amen? Start saying it out loud. Incorporate it into your daily devotions. When you're reading your Bible, amen? When you're starting your day, Psalms 91, amen? God safeguard our household prayer, amen? You'll be encouraged, amen? It's a great way to start out your day, amen? Now, I do have a small devotional for you this Friday evening, this Cinco de Mayo evening. So if you're taking notes, let's jump right into it. Amen. The scripture that I'm going to give you this Friday evening is found in 2 Thessalonians 1:4. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:4. It says, "We ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." Amen? Again, it says, "We ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure." Amen? Now, it says, when life is going well, it's much easier to have faith, patience with the unknown, and trust in God's plan. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, when life is going well, it's much easier to have faith, patience with the unknown, and trust in God's plan. Amen? It says, there's nothing much to worry about, nothing really to fear, nothing to get caught up on. It says you can float through the day today, living the way God has made your life turn out. Amen? You can float through the day today, loving the way God has made your life turn out. Amen? It says, it is a good thing to be thankful for what God has given you. It says, what gives you credibility, though, is being thankful in hardship. It says, be someone who others boast about when it comes to faithful endurance. Amen? Just take a couple of seconds right now and think to yourself, what do people think of me? Do they see me? Or would they boast about me that I have faithful endurance? Amen? Be someone who others boast about when it comes to faithful endurance. Amen? I think we all can, raise our hand that we want to get to that place. Amen? That we want to be in that place. Amen? That others boast about us when it comes to our faithful endurance. Amen? Say this with me this evening. Say, God, I thank you that you are a God who gives me so much, but also requires much. Amen? Say that. Say, God, I thank you that you are a God who gives me so much, but also requires much. Say, help me endure through hardship and trial, and say, I need you in every moment. Amen? Say, help me endure through hardship and trial. I need you every moment. Amen? Again, we need Jesus in every moment. Amen? Now, Again, 2 Thessalonians 1:4, it says, "We proudly tell God's other churches about your endurance and faithfulness in all the persecutions and hardships you are suffering." That was 2 Thessalonians 1:4. Amen. Jot it down. Look it up a little bit later on this evening if you do your devotionals in the evening time. Amen. Or tomorrow when you start getting up and you are reading your word, just look it up in your Bible. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:4. Now, it says, when your life feels out of control, when tragedy has struck, when fear sets in, this is when you are truly tested. Amen? I'm going to repeat that. It says, when your life feels out of control, when tragedy has struck, when fear sets in, this is when you are truly tested. Amen? It says, this is when your dependence on God is most evident. I'm going to repeat that. It says, this is when your dependence on God is most evident. Amen? That bears repeating. It says, this is when your dependence on God is most evident. And a question for you. It says, do you handle it on your own? Amen? Or rely on God? Amen? Are you the type of person that just thinks, you know what? I'm going to handle this on my own. Or have you grown in your relationship with God that you know you rely on God? Amen? Which one are you this evening? Just take a few moments and think to yourself. You know, which one am I? Am I the type that I try and handle it on my own? Or am I already in a relationship with the Lord that I know I rely on God? Amen? It says, do you act out in anger or trust his next step for you? Amen? Do you act out in anger or trust his next step for you? Amen? Again, just take a few moments. Amen? You know, some of us have what's the term they use? Some of us have a shorter fuse than most. Amen? But it says, it's asking us that question. Do you act out in anger or trust his next step for you? Amen? And here's another question. Do you seek him first before you leap? Amen? Do you seek him before you leap? Amen? And finally, endurance is not built by a quick fix. Did you catch that? Endurance is not built by a quick fix. It says endurance is built when you keep coming back time and time again, putting more and more trust in God's hands. Amen? Did you catch that? Endurance is built when you keep coming back time and time again, putting more and more trust in God's hands. Amen? So I encourage you this evening, whatever you may be going through, amen? Put more and more trust in God's hands. Amen? Now, say this with me as we wrap this up this Friday evening. Say, Father, I don't want the quick fix. Say, Father, I don't want the quick fix. Say, I want to take my time and learn how to endure with you. Say, I want to take my time and learn how to endure with you. And lastly, say, all of this testing will be worth it in the end. Amen? Say that. Say, all this testing will be worth it in the end. Amen? Now, I will leave you with one final question this Cinco de Mayo. Amen? Can you see how testing causes endurance? Amen? Can you see how testing causes endurance? Amen? Think on that this evening. Amen? So, I hope you got a little bit out of this evening's devotional. Amen. This evening's daily bread devotional. Amen. Again, our May scripture, Philippians 1:6. Amen. And when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area. So I encourage you. Amen. I encourage you from now until this Sunday at 2 p.m. Amen. Invite someone to come out to our first in-person service at First is Kingdom Family Church Sunday, this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. They'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. We know that God is going to show up as he always does for us. Amen. So be blessed. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Cinco de Mayo. Amen. I will see you right back here tomorrow for another small devotional with me. Amen. Enjoy this beautiful weekend. Amen. I know Pastor Rose was watching a little bit of the weather. We're supposed to have some weather rolling in, but we have already prayed, and we know that we have the same power and authority that Jesus had when he told the storm to cease. Amen. When he was taking a little nap and the apostles all got scared and started saying, don't you care? We're going to perish here. Taking a small siesta. But what did he do? He got up and he commanded the storm to cease. Amen. And that same power he has given to us. Amen. So enjoy this beautiful weekend. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Friday. I will see you right back here tomorrow, Saturday, for another daily bread devotional. Amen. Be blessed. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.